you're looking for tasty, flavor, ample portions, choices, and great value in a cozy, clean, family-friendly environment. Guests tell us our home-style dinners deliver on all counts. Whether you choose chicken fried steak, house-made meatloaf, roasted turkey, or slow-cooked pot roast, you'll be full and satisfied in the best way possible. So make Black Bear Diner your January comfort dinner destination. Open daily at 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Liberty, liberty. Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and it's so good to reconnect with this guy. I've talked to Clint Black for several times when I did a morning radio show at a country station, which is most of my life, but he's still out there doing it, and he's doing it maybe better than ever, and now he's a talk show host we'll find out about. Clint Black joins us here in the National Defense. Clint, how are you?
Thank you, Randy. Good, thanks.
You know, the last time
talk show host, who knew?
Yeah, well, and you're good at it. Man, it kind of pisses me off a little bit. Because you shouldn't be good at everything, but you're on the Circle Network now, and it's called Talking in Circles with Clint Black. I just watched the one where you interviewed Trace Adkins, and that was fun.
Yeah, Trace actually talked. You know, I did him about a man of so few words. The guests are just fantastic.
Yeah, and the last time I talked to you in person, I was doing a morning show in Kansas City at a country station called Q104, and you were there with your guitar, and you actually sang a song with our traffic person, Jillian, which made her life. I mean, she talked about that moment for...
We did a bad goodbye, right? Was it a bad goodbye? Or bad goodbye that
we do? Yes, absolutely, because that's the one that you do with... With Lisa, right?
Winona.
Oh, Winona.
No, Winona. Oh, it could have been what I said I did.
That was it. That song recently came back to me because my daughter's getting married at the end of this month. And so I suggested that song to her, and they're going to use it in their wedding. And I can't even imagine how many times that song has been in weddings.
Yeah, well, first, congratulations. Hope you love the guy.
Yes.
You know, it's hard to be the dad of a daughter, you know, and then you got to act like the boyfriend and stuff, you know. We kid my daughter about that. I'm very honored. I'm honored when people pick that song because I know how special that day is. It's the song I point to as, you know, if I had to pick one song of mine as a favorite because of what it says about who we are as a couple.
Yeah, absolutely. And you guys have been going strong for, what, 32 years now?
Yeah, almost.
Wow.
31, yeah.
That's incredible. We're talking to Clint Black here on the National Defense show, Talking in Circles on the Circle Network, and just announced his Summer's Coming tour, which I thought you just got off tour.
What happened? I was just... I haven't been home long enough to unpack. No, I have. It's been a little while, but we love to play. And I have, you know, some of the guys have been with me a long, long time, and I like it that way. I want to have a family out on the road, and in order to do that, you have to work. You have to keep touring, And so, you know, I think about my band and crew and how much work they need. So I probably tour maybe a little bit more than I want each year, but I'm you know, got a whole family to think about. So we'll do 70-plus cities every year.
Wow. Wow.
And you've been out there on the road already with your wife, Lisa Hartman Black, and your daughter, Lily. And, man, I read the greatest article. It's such a great article about Lily trying to find an apartment in Nashville. And she finds one that she thinks she likes. And it turns out that was your apartment, the exact same apartment 30 years ago.
Crazy. Crazy. We couldn't believe it. And, you know, I started writing Like the Rain in that apartment.
Wow.
Don't know what else I wrote there, but sitting in the window watching it pour. So that's really special.
That's got to be kind of cool for her.
Those meant to be moments.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, you know, and for her to be, you know, and as you know, it's a little starter home, you know, for a young lady, and to know that, you know, look, this is all right. So now you know, you go from here, and then one day you have a house in the country. You know.
right, exactly. Well, and you know, I just interviewed a couple of days ago, interviewed the son of one of the founding members of Cheap Trick, and he's got his own music, and I know Lily has her own music now. And, I, you know, I asked him, I said, is there more pressure for you, you know, being the son of, you know, the dad that you have? Do you think Lily kind of feels that pressure, or does she kind of put it on herself?
I hope she feels a little pressure. She should, not from me. Lily Pearl Black, by the way, on Spotify and Apple, if you want to go.
That's the dad I'm looking for. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. So, and she got a video for one of the songs. And, but yeah, you know, you got to put pressure on yourself, you know, coal, you know, doesn't make diamonds by, you know, the easy way.
Yeah.
So I hope she does, but it's not about me. It's about being the best her she can be.
Yeah, yeah, that's well said. You know, Clint, I got to tell you, because I did morning radio shows at country stations all over the country, and I can remember vividly in, I guess, around 89, when you came along, and the first time I got to play one of your records, I just said, thank the Lord. Because, I mean, finally, was there some kind of a breakout from everything that was out there, a smart, well-crafted songs that had meaning, and you could just, you know, sing the crap out of them. And I just, you know, thanks for introducing that new line of song.
Well, that's a great compliment. I have to tell you, I had great forebearers of the standard. So I was trying to rise to a level where the artists I love could look over at me and say, you know, good going. You know, Willie and Merle and Waylon and, you know, Henley and Fry and all of the, you know, the classic rockers and the country artists I loved. And you know, my dad, who wanted me to make it as a country singer at one point before all that happened, and he thought country music was dying.
Yeah, it was.
You know, him, Alabama wasn't that country, you know. I said, Dad, they're country, okay? So anyway, he said to me once with tears in his eyes, I think you could save country music. You know,
hey, listen.
I had to be tender about it, you know, and that, you know, but it had to make me laugh, you know, Dad.
I'm with your dad. We're talking to Clint Black here in the National Defense, and his season 4 of Talking in Circles with Clint Black on the Circle Network. And some of these guests, man, you got some great Kathy Lee Gifford, Kevin Nealon, Tanya Tucker, Terry Bradshaw. Now, have you interviewed Terry Bradshaw already?
Yes. It was so good, and he was so generous that we went long. We went way long, so we turned it into 2 episodes. He's the only guest to ever get 2 episodes out of his appearance.
The guy's nuts, isn't he?
he's nuts in the best way. He is so much fun. And, you know, he'll tell you anything. He will say anything. He's like Happy Lee, you know. She'll say anything, and it's hysterical.
Yeah, and you know, Terry Bradshaw is the epitome of somebody who really doesn't care what you think of him.
No, there's no filter. And, you know, I think in some way he cares, but he pushes that out.
Yeah.
Gets rid of it, you know. All those years in Pittsburgh, you know, toughened him up and, you know, but he is such a lovable guy. You know, but he opens his mouth. Some of the stuff that flies out of there, you know.
Oh, man, it's so great talking to you. Best of luck with everything. It's a great show on Circle and the tour and everything. And just, you know, continue doing what you're doing, man.
It's been great catching up with you again, Randy. Thank you.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford, the motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data. Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Assembled with U.S. and imported content.
Hey, as a veteran, you know the importance of staying connected to friends and family. That's why you have to choose T-Mobile. They offer active duty military and veterans exclusive discounts, like 40% off family lines. And they put service members and military spouses first with employment initiatives and ongoing community investments. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more. 40% off additional price for military families lines 2 to 6 versus Go 5G with auto pay discount. Verify military service within 45 days or pay up to $20 more per line per month. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dan, and I'm a manager of supplier diversity at the Walt Disney Company. I enlisted in the Army when I was 17 years old, did a quick 30 years after that, and got out in 2017. Leaving that after 30 years, it's a scary thing. Figuring out how do I get where I want to be, that was the biggest challenge. I was looking for a company that I felt just as proud to work for that I did while I was in uniform. I remember one day I was driving home and I said, I'm going to be a cast member at Walt Disney World. A few weeks later it happened, so it was just a seamless transition, and I knew I'd made the right decision on which company to come to.
So you're in the middle of a kitchen update, and you can't tell if that's a faucet stem or a flange. With the Home Depot app, doing doesn't miss a beat. It'll find what you need in a snap, and it'll show you how to find it in store with a tap. Or get it delivered free. For doing that doesn't stop, download the Home Depot app. It's made for doing.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and you know him from SNL. Mikey Day is with us, and he's also the host for season two of Is It Cake, which is an incredible program. Mikey, how are you?
I am fantastic. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, you've been on Saturday Night Live for what, 27 years now?
37, actually.
37. Okay. Listen, I just went back and watched the nursing home sketch where Grandma gets gonorrhea. And
my God, that's so funny.
You know, did you write that also?
When Grandma gets, wait, which one is this?
This is the nursing home where Graham gets gonorrhea.
I don't remember. There's been so many, I don't even remember this one. I'm like, okay, Grandma gets gonorrhea. That could be several things here. They all start to kind of blend together.
Right.
But this past season was, we had some awesome hosts. It was an awesome season.
I was going to ask you about that. Who do you think, since your time there, you've been there since 2013, starting out as a writer, who have you seen as the very best host?
Oh, man. That's tough, because you always like hosts for different reasons, or they do a certain thing super well. I mean, I do remember being kind of in awe, like when Eddie Murphy came and hosted.
Oh,
that
wow.
was that was a wild week. It just felt very, I don't know, there was almost this elevated like magic in the studio.
Sure.
You know, it's Eddie Murphy, and we had a sketch. We wrote this dumb sketch about, it was like North Pole News, and I was an elf, and he was like a crazy dude being like, a polar bear is eating elves out there. But it was just me and him on camera for a little bit, and I definitely had an out-of-body experience. I'm like, this is Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Just watching him kind of have that command of the audience, and he's such a dynamic, amazing performer, so... That was pretty cool. When Adam Sandler came back and hosted, that was a fun week. It's fun to see, like, people you grew up watching.
Right.
And who were, like, such a huge part of that show, to see them back, like, in Studio 8H kind of doing their thing is pretty special.
That's pretty cool.
Like, to watch Opera Man. He did Opera Man and Through the Roses. And I, like, ran and grabbed a rose and put it in my hand. Dressing room, so I have this wilted old rose, but I'm like, I gotta take an Opera Man rose. I was like running like a fan at a Beatles concert, like, I need a rose.
We're talking to Mikey Day here, the National Defense, and the season two now of Is It Cake? And now, do you host this as Don Jr.?
That would be fantastic. It would be a lot of judgment. Like, what the hell are you guys doing? This is absolutely bonkers. Get a real job in finance. That would be hilarious. Like, what is this? It's funny because there's like, think of Don Jr.'s energy. The energy of the show is like so supportive. This community. The hyper-realistic cake community, which I didn't even know was as much as a thing before I was involved in the show. They're very supportive of one another, and they
it's a fun competition show because they're rooting for each other and they help each other. There's no like backstabbing and talking smack on each other in the corner while there's little subtitles and they talk in whispers. So
no
it's a very fun energy. It's a silly show, and I think the show is aware that it's silly, but
it's
like
amazing
perfect.
Though it's amazing.
The perfect summer show to watch,
yeah,
like with your family, because kids are into it. Kids love it.
Oh yeah, yeah. My daughter was the first one to tell me about it, and this is season two. But some of these cake creations that they come up with. So if you don't know the plot of the show, the competition is they have to come up with these items that. Well, two of them are not cakes, and one of them is a cake. And it could be a sewing machine, it could be a handbag, it could be an igloo cooler. These things are incredible.
Yeah. It's funny hearing someone else describe the show. You're like, what is this?
Well, right. I mean, that's your first reaction.
I had a lot of parents be like, my kids are watching this. And I'm like, what? And then... inevitably, they're like, well, I got into it, and I was like, it's
right.
Gotta be number four, right? There's crazy, crazy stuff, and the show has bakers that make the cakes for, you know, the first couple rounds and the last round, and they created some banana stuff. They made full toilets out of cake.
Right, yes! Yeah.
Breaking with a sledgehammer is pretty remarkable. If you have to cut a cake with a sledgehammer, that's insane.
that's a strong cake. I mean, that's a cake that you can also, you can eat and leave a deposit. I mean, I love the idea of just that.
Hey, I went to the bathroom in a cake today. What is happening? What is my life? Yeah, it's really fun. It's like the perfect show, I feel like, to watch in the summer with your kids. Just something fun and silly. Turn your brain off for a little bit.
Yeah, that's really cool. I always think about whether people at home, people that want to be very fancy bakers, try to reproduce these cakes and end up, cutting off a limb or something.
Too middling results, I know.
Right.
It's definitely... that's left to professionals. It's remarkable what they do. It's crazy. They start with, it's like, they're like bakers, they're also painters and like sculptors. There's so many talents that go into this that, and it's just crazy just looking at what they start with. They're just flour, eggs, and then all of a sudden it becomes this very realistic object.
Fun and delicious show. Is it Cake? Season 2 starts actually today on Netflix, and that's fun. Mikey, it's been such a pleasure talking to you, man. Great stuff on SNL and everything you've done.
You too. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, and thank everybody listening for their service.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's Small Business Conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
Close your eyes and picture something with me. Unless you're driving, then don't close your eyes. But picture this. Where do you want to get to with your small business? What does your small business dream really look like? Can you see it? Can you feel it? Do you know what's standing in the way of you getting there? Risk. Everything you want in life and everything you want from your small business is on the other side of you taking a risk. Are you swinging for the fences? Are you fighting for your dream? When that choice comes to play it safe or take the risk, go for it and make your business dreams come true.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, "Our customers are warm friends." We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Reading School of the Arts presents Disney's The Little Mermaid Jr. at the historic Cascade Theater, January 18th to 21st. This 60-minute musical is full of the songs you know and love from the animated film and the Broadway production. This production by Reading School of the Arts is the only of its kind. Students at the heart of the show, come support students in the arts and prepare to be interchanged at the guilds.
Tickets available now at cascadetheater.org. That's Cascades, T-H-E-A-T-R-E.org. This production of The Little Mermaid Jr. is presented with special permission by Music Theater International.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And Luke Russert is with us. He's an Emmy Award-winning journalist who was an NBC News correspondent 2008 to 2016, covering American politics. Since leaving broadcast journalism, he's the author of Look For Me There, a travel memoir about his three-and-a-half-year journey around the world that took him to more than 65 countries. Based in Washington, D.C., he is the son of journalist Maureen Orth of Vanity Fair, and, of course, the late Tim Russert, as you know, from Meet the Press. And he joins us here on the National Defense. Luke, how are you?
Doing all right. How about yourself?
Good, man. I really enjoyed your book, and it did something for me that I can imagine was part of the reason that you wrote the book. It really took me – I lost my mom 3 years ago, and it really it kind of took me back to those memories, but it also took me to try and enjoy every single moment of my life and to really reflect on everything that I was doing in the moment. Was that part of your kind of purpose for writing this too?
You know, it's a wonderful question, and I think the answer is yes. And I think that the beauty of this book, at least for me, is that that happened organically. I didn't set out to do that right away because I didn't necessarily know what I had. This book was born out of these journals that I had written while traveling. And when I wrote, when I sort of looked over the journals, and I started to write them out a little bit, I realized that there were two things happening. It was one, that I was searching for something, and that was a sort of level of acceptance from Dad that I could be my own person or do something different than him and not necessarily keep the legacy flame alive.
Sure.
And secondly, I was outrunning something, which was dealing with grief, which is so hard. And I think when those two came together, I got to this point of self-actualization, which is exactly what you said, which is you come to this point where, wow, you realize how short life is.
Right.
And secondly is there are so many beautiful moments within it that we're given. Take advantage of those and reflect upon them. And just talk about your mom. I'm sure now a few years out, grief is difficult, but you think back of those wonderful times.
Right.
And you think, gosh, I was so lucky. And this book really allowed me to live in that space for a while, which I didn't really have an opportunity after my father passed because I threw myself in the work so hard.
And it was so sudden. I mean, just, you know, a heart attack. It was so tough to read about how you found out about that with your dad, and that somebody from NBC News had called and said, he fainted. And you said, no, Dad doesn't faint. And, know, the title of the book too, A Look For Me There, was something that you shared with your dad, that he always made a point to tell you exactly if you're lost in a crowd or wherever, a designated, place to meet, right?
Yeah. And that was in the pre-cell phone era. I explained to some of these young kids, they asked me about the title. I said, well, why don't your dad just text you?
was there ever a pre-cell phone era?
Yeah, right. Did that ever exist?
Right.
But it's the title is interesting because there's so much pressure put on you to come up with a good title. And I was trying. I had my father used to teach me, write things out on old legal pads and just keep writing out and you'll come to some conclusion. And I was thinking about, oh, okay, what am I doing in this book? I'm searching for something. I'm looking for something. I'm looking for something. And then it just hit me. Look for me there. And that came from, we used to go to Orioles baseball games in Baltimore. We got separated. I was 9 years old, and the concourse was, there was just a crush of people. And he came running back, put his hand over my shoulder. He said, hey, if we ever get separated, just look for me there. And it was a hot dog stand, an Oriole bird on it. And then he said, but we'll never be separated. And I felt that, you know, and to this day, I still feel that, is that, you know, we may be separated by, you know, where he is and where I am, but in terms of just his presence, I've really opened myself up to feeling it more so than any time before.
We're talking to Luke Russert here on the National Defense, his new book, Look For Me There, Grieving My Father and Finding Myself. I so enjoyed, too, in the book, your relationship with your mom. I mean, it's such an honest interpretation of your relationship, even down to the fact, I love the scene where I forget which country you're in, but she had booked a vehicle, and it was a manual, and you couldn't drive a stick, and you were irritated.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just so real.
My mom is an incredible journalist in her own right. She writes for Vanity Fair, and she's someone who joined the Peace Corps in her early 20s because the opportunities afforded to women at that time graduating from college were very limited. It was, you know, you'd be a nurse, you'd be a teacher. She said, no, I want adventure. I want to be involved. I actually joked with her. I said, maybe if you'd been born later, you would have joined the military, because she just so wanted to be out into the world. But she has a very tenacious spirit and very much believes in measuring yourself up against the world, and is very, very tough and strong-minded, kind of the bad cop compared to my father's good cop. And I didn't really understand that growing up until I started to see her independent of the role as mom, and more sort of, oh, Maureen as a person. And with the stories you're talking about is in Uruguay, we had rented a car. She wanted to go see some place far away from where we were staying, a few hours. I said, okay, I'll drive. I'll do it. And the car comes, and it's every car in Latin America is manual. And
I've had that same experience.
It was so embarrassing. And she just looks at me. She goes, what are you, 32 years old and you can't drive stick? You know, are you my son? Who are you? And I get angry, I curse and walk away, and blah, blah, blah. But it's just one of those things where, you know, that sticks with you for way longer than it should.
Yeah.
But moms know how to get it under your skin if they
have. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. They know the nerve point. Yeah, absolutely.
They do.
And so you were 22 when your dad passed?
Yeah, I was 22 years old.
Yeah. I mean, you know, having to cope with that and having to deal with that at that age. And, I know that you, and you mentioned in your book too, everybody thought you were kind of crazy to leave journalism because you were really right there. I mean, you were, a reporter, you were a journalist, you were, you know, making the climb and then you just left it, right?
Yeah, I had spent 8 years on Capitol Hill, and I had reached a position where I was getting a lot of airtime on NBC and MSNBC, and I had won an Emmy, and I was on a first-name basis with Speaker of the House and the President of the United States. I mean, I was living a dream that a lot of people have that have fought their whole lives for, and I was very appreciative of it, and I enjoyed it, and for a lot of years, I found the work very meaningful, but I reached a point where around turning 30, I started to ask myself this question, like, is this really it? Is this really who I am? Like, I don't know who I am independent of the Washington bubble. I don't know who I am independent of my parents. I don't understand, you know, who I am independent of NBC at this point. So I actually was pushed in a direction to leave somewhat unexpectedly by House Speaker John Boehner, who saw me in the hallway, and I had covered him rather tenaciously and aggressively over time, and he just took me into his office. He said, "What are you doing here?" I said, "Well, you invited me into your office. What kind of question is that?" He goes, "No, no, no, larger scale. What are you doing here?" He goes, "Time is a flat circle on Capitol Hill. You could be here until your 60s and 70s and not have any idea what happened.
Yeah.
Get out of Washington. Go learn something. Go learn about other people, other cultures. Just get out of here because this could very easily just define your whole life. It's not the worst thing. If you want it, fine. But if you want to get out, now really is the chance because every year that goes by is harder." And, it fell on some, these thoughts have been in my mind, but as soon as you said that, it kind of pushed me of, okay, it's okay to leave if you want to. There is a guy who had a very similar upbringing to my father, working class Catholic community in Cincinnati, my dad from South Buffalo. It was, all right, this is a sort of validation, if you will, the thoughts that were swimming around in my head.
Yeah, it's a great book. Look for me there, Luke Russert. Just a fantastic look and a look back. Your dad would be so proud. Thank you so much for the time.
Oh, thank you, Randy. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We'll be right back here on the National Defense. This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community. In Heffield, Alabama, a new nonprofit in the Shoals is hoping to make a big change and impact a lot of people by providing veterans with a warm place to stay and other services. Many different members of the community have been looking to start a nonprofit for displaced veterans for a few years now. The nonprofit Community Unity 360 is new to the area and ready to make an impact in the Shoals, starting with this house. One of the members, Wendy Snitzer, said there's been a big need for this for several years. "It was a lot of porch pickups, operating out of the truck of your car, off the front porch, just putting things together," she explained. "Until we got organized, it was just a collective of good neighbors and good businesses trying to change the footprint and the blueprint that we leave in our community."
Hello, Detroit. It's the Ford Motor Company. This city has changed a lot over the last century, so has America. And we wouldn't have been around for this long if we didn't turn that change into progress. We've pledged to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to provide access to North America's largest public charging network, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035. And we couldn't have done it without the thousands of Detroiters working with us to turn progress into a reality. We're proud to be built for America. We're even prouder to be built by Detroit. And though we've helped give the Motor City its name, the Motor City has given us our legacy. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Based on original equipment manufacturers, automotive manufacturers that sell all electric vehicles and have publicly announced charging networks. Department of Energy data used. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via download. Message and data rates may apply.
My name is Ariel. I'm a strategic sourcing specialist at the Disneyland Resort. Transitioning out of the military is challenging. It can be one of the hardest things you've ever done. That challenge became the beginning of my journey. The military fellowship program allowed me to find the next chapter. It's the pathway to help veterans transition into the private sector. The Walt Disney Company does a great job of letting veterans know that they have a home here and can help them continue to give back to the community and build long-lasting relationships and create magic.
Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds. Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members. Great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisades, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park, and Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Whoever is nearby.
Wow. You know, sometimes I think people forget about, you know, you do the stand-up and you do the show in Branson. You have had some incredible success in movies, too. Moscow and the Hudson, primarily with Robin Williams. How was that experience?
Yes. Oh, unbelievable. I mean, I, you know, was a huge fan of Robin, but it was like really early in my career when they approached me to do this movie. Paul Mazursky was a director, and so I was working with Robin, but he is like so fun to improvise with.
Right, I'll
so
bet.
We rehearsed the scene that I suggested some ideas. He said, "Wow, let's do it." We rehearsed it, and next morning, we're supposed to shoot it, and Paul Mazursky says, "Okay, let's see what you guys got." And we did, and then he's staring at us going, "Wait, you changed my script." And so, we're like, yeah, we did. And he said, "Okay, here's the deal." He said, "I give you 5 minutes to put it back or both of you are fired."
Really?
And he wasn't kidding. Yes, he wasn't kidding. Because because I guess I didn't know this, but he made the deal with Robin that he is not going to go off script because, you know, Ian, with the live audience, it's different than with the movie. And so with the live audience, they would kind of feed him and he would just go off of that. And they put it in a contract that if you go off script, you're no longer the star of this movie. And so Robin and I both in, we put it back together in like 2 minutes. So we were fine. But it was scary for a moment.
Yeah, I can't imagine somebody telling Robin Williams to stick to the script. I mean, that's, that had to be one of the few things.
Yep,
we're talking to Yakov Smirnoff here on the National Defense. And of course, you know, the many other things that I've enjoyed you through the years, I used to always enjoy your appearances with Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show.
Yes.
Those were always so memorable. Did you guys have any kind of a relationship off the show?
Carson was very reclusive.
Sure.
He was very friendly when he would see me and catch up. He was also learning Russian for some reason. And so he would start out like saying hello to me in Russian, and the audience didn't know what he was doing. And and so then I would just, then I would go, let me translate. And then I would translate, you know, that he was asking if there, how do you say alimony in Russian?
Right.
So the audience would get a kick out of my translation.
That's pretty cool. That's very cool. We're talking to Yakov Smirnoff here in the National Defense. And now, so let's talk about this new thing that you're involved with here, and it's called the Cubaverse. Do I have that right?
The Cubaverse, yeah. Thecubaverse.com is a site that you go to enter this kind of like a metaverse, only it's you're looking at on the flat screen. However, you see it in 3D. So you can manipulate. So if you have a piece of art in there, which is what I, and Mike Rosen is, who is a friend of mine who created the Cubaverse, and he put my art, asked if he could showcase my art. I said, sure. And so you can now go from all over the world and go to thecubaverse.com and see my art. But not only that, you can also, if you're an artist, and you want to create your own cube, it's totally free. And then the person who wins the contest gets a prize of $1,000.
I saw that, and I went to the site, and it is very fascinating about how you compare a regular web page with what the Cubaverse does, and it's very interesting. I mean, do you understand all of this technology? Because I get a little lost.
No. No, I don't. Mike Rosen is the one who introduced me to internet 20 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And he said, Yakov, you should get Yakov.com right away. And I go, what is Yakov.com? What is that? He said, trust me, it will become big. And I was like, so I didn't go for it. And he paid his money to get me Yakov.com, and I still have that. That's my website.
That's pretty cool.
Yakov.com. So I trust that he is on the cutting edge of this technology, which for me is a little bit scary, but he is totally comfortable in it, and I believe it's going to be huge.
I am convinced that he has stolen your ID.
Ah!
Yeah, if you go to thecubaverse.com. And now, Yakov, we can't let you go without talking about Ukraine. I mean, you are Ukrainian. Now, do you still have contact with some folks there?
Oh, very much so. My family, I still have a lot of family there. And my wife is from Kiev. I'm from Odessa. And so she is from Kiev, and her family, part of her family fled to Europe. Her father is still, he is a farmer, and he is sometimes on the Russian territory, and then Ukrainians take it back, or So it's really challenging, but he still is farming because people need to eat.
Well, since all of this came up, there has been so much more familiarity now with the situation in Ukraine, the type of people there, the type of absolute stand-up community it is. And it's got to make you proud to know that the world now recognizes the kind of people that are in Ukraine, right?
Absolutely. They sacrifice. Oh, my goodness. It's David and Goliath kind of a fight.
Absolutely.
So our hearts are our prayers, but we are praying for peace. Whatever,
yes.
You know, the point is, it's like, you know, if you're in Kansas City and you would have to fight somebody from New York or California.
Right.
It would be insane. And the question is, like, for what? Is it for peace of land? Is it for democracy? Whatever it is,
right.
It's costing a lot of lives. And that's where our heart goes out to them. And I'm, you know, we support as much as we can. My wife's family very much, you know, it's been a year and a half that we've been totally supporting them.
Wow.
So it's been challenging, and I also speak Russian, so that's my native language. So it's kind of weird, you know.
Yeah.
To be on both sides, you know, and kind of go, let's just stop it, whatever it is,
right.
Just stop it.
Well, and Zelensky, this incredible leader, used to be a stand-up comic, right, and an actor. Did you know him? Did you know him in that profession?
I did not. He's a lot younger, but I do know his work, and I think it's hilarious. He's been in a lot of movies. He was like Robin Williams. It's like if Robin Williams became the leader of the nation going to war.
That's a good,
I mean,
that's incredible.
It's kind of weird because I know him as a stand-up or an actor, and his claim to fame was he did a show on a Ukrainian television called Servant of the People when he accidentally becomes the president of the country. And I think it was part of the grooming him towards being a president, because that gave, it's kind of like Trump was the, you know, apprentice.
Right. Exactly.
Show.
Yes.
So it introduces your qualities, your whatever you stand for through the show, and then they elect you as a president. So it was kind of similar thing there.
Wow. Listen, Yakov, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I can't wait to see the show in Branson again. And just
please,
encourage.
Absolutely. I'm so glad to talk to you.
TheCubaVerse.com is where you go. And we'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru, featuring the 2024 Subaru Forester Wilderness. Equipped with 9.2 inches of ground clearance, all-terrain capability, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and a design that's bold and protective at the same time, the Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure.
Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.